The latest report from the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation into pre-war intelligence on Iraq was released Friday. Based mostly on two classified reports, it showed that many of the predictions made by U.S. intelligence agencies in the months before the invasion were accurate, that post-Saddam Iraq would face sectarian violence, that al-Qaeda and Iran will try to exploit the situation, and that building a democracy in Iraq would be a long and difficult process. Several other predictions, however, proved untrue, including expectations that Iraq's oil supplies would boom and that terrorism would dissipate in 3 to 5 years. Senator Jay Rockefeller, a Democrat from West Virginia, chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he joins us by phone. Thank you, Senator, for your time.
No, thank you.
What do you think this report shows?
I think it shows that the intelligence community as a whole, all 18 branches in the government of the intelligence, gave the administration plenty of warning about the difficulties that we would face in Iraq. These warnings were widely distributed to the highest levels, and I think the administration either didn't read them or certainly didn't follow their advice.
Isn't hindsight 2020, though? I mean, some of the predictions were not so accurate, and there are several Republicans who are saying that this report cherry-picks certain issues.
Yeah, and that will always happen. But the cherry-picking, in fact, was done, of intelligence, was done by the president. I mean, that they wanted to go to war in Iraq. They wanted to take down Saddam. And they had to create or ignore the intelligence that would make that possible.
The central question, whether or not the intelligence on Iraq was manipulated publicly to make a case for war, can that question really be addressed fairly by the committee? Senator Kit Bond, the Republican from Missouri, says that the committee's work has become embroiled in politics and partisanship.
All during the whole process of this, people never said that. People never said this is a partisan, we're arguing this in a partisan way. It was all focused on the content. And, in fact, we didn't even give our own formal conclusions because we decided that we wanted to let the intelligence speak for itself.
What difference does this information make to the situation on the ground in Iraq now?
Intelligence is at the head of the spear of war fighting. You don't fight a war until you know the intelligence, you know what the circumstances are going to be. We do this not because we expect to change present policy. We do this because we never want any administration to avoid the discipline of professional intelligence people who spend their whole lives working on different areas of the world and give us better intelligence than we could get from anywhere else.
You voted for the resolution. Did you have any access to any of this information beforehand?
I voted for the enabling the president to go to war earlier in 2002 when I got to see the intelligence, a lot of which they withheld from us. Remember, this was classified. People think that if you're on the intelligence committee that you get everything which is classified. You don't. You don't get it unless the administration tells you that you can have it, that they decide to give it to you. With respect to the October vote, really none of that intelligence was possessed by the people who voted for that war. And that's kind of shocking in itself.
Senator Jay Rockefeller is a Democrat from West Virginia. He chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, which released its latest report on Friday. Thank you for your time again, Senator.
Thank you.